Highbridge Audio presents The Lost Mother by Mary McGarry Morris. Read for you by Judith Ivy.
Chapter 1. They said it was bad for everyone, but nobody else the boy knew had to live in the woods. Even all these years later, with histories aligned, his own, the country's, his dreams can still erupt in this welter of buggy heat, the leaf-rustling prowl of dark creatures, a canvas thinness away, and stars, millions of stars, so brilliant through the slant of the flap that with all the night sounds and sourceless shadows in wait, the stars crackle around them as if the tent is an enormous boiling cauldron. And yet they sleep, his father and sister on cots across the way. Everything they own is in this tent. Most important, the knives, cleavers, and saws. Without his slaughtering tools, his father says he has nothing. Supposedly the bad times came from New York City when the stock market crashed. But it seemed to Thomas that everything really started a few years later on the wintry morning his mother left them at her sister's house in town. Irene was awfully dressed up just to run a few errands. Aunt Lena sputtered that night to his father, Henry, as if she hadn't known, when she'd been the one who'd called the taxicab to take her sister down to the bus depot. So here it was, summer, and his mother still wasn't back. His father said she'd ridden the bus from Vermont down to Massachusetts to get a job in one of the big...